Some of you may know that beginning several months ago, and even for part of the service a year ago, we began sending out from my office a brief comment each week, a paragraph or two of Torah, through email. And also, you can get the topic of the upcoming week's sermon. So a couple of paragraphs of Torah and the topic of a sermon. And by the way, if you're interested, just call or email my office and we'll be happy to put you on the list. But part of what this means is that each week I have to come up with a name for a sermon. And I want to explain this week's sermon title before I give it to you, because it's really based on the way in which, when, for example, you watch a juggler in the circus, part of the dazzle of the act is not that he can juggle 5, 6, 7 bowling pins, but that he can juggle different things. The really impressive juggler is the one who juggles a bowling pin, an orange, a shoebox, and a bar stool all at once. And you say, wow, it's great that all those disparate, different sorts of things are all tied together in one act. So I thought I would give that a shot since this was such a busy week. And the sermon is called Sarah, Abraham, King David, Thanksgiving, A Burial Cave, and Ariel Sharon. Because I think there is a theme that runs through the death of Sarah, in our Haftarah, the death of David, in our American calendar, the holiday of Thanksgiving, and in Israel, Sharon's leaving the Likud and starting his own party, and all of it is tied to Abraham's purchase of Me'orat HaMachpelah, the cave in which Sarah and Abraham, by tradition Adam and Eve, and also the descendants of Sarah and Abraham will be buried. Let's begin with Sarah. It's her parsha after all, Chaye Sarah. Kierkegaard, the Protestant Danish theologian, said that a tyrant dies and his reign is over. A martyr dies and his reign begins. In other words, there are some lives lived badly, and their influence ends with their death. There are other lives lived well, and their influence begins with their death. Not that they had no influence when they were alive. Sarah clearly had an influence. Don't forget. Tanifashot asher asu b'charan, the Torah tells us, that Abraham and Sarah brought all these souls under the wings of the Shekhinah, of God's presence. But Sarah's influence when she was alive is nothing compared to the influence that Sarah has had since she has died. For thousands of years, her influence has been powerful. And that's because, in part, when she was alive, she was moved by forces around her. Abraham, God, the world in which she lived. But the legacy that she left shines as Sarah alone. Those of you who looked at the study source from this week in the Pew Bulletin know that the great Jewish philosopher Philo said that the central candle of the menorah is called Sarah because she is the light. So her influence began when you would think her influence had ended. She becomes the mother of a people. And that's why this chapter of her death is called Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah, because her life begins in her death. And that's the theme. The theme of the week is that every ending is a gate to renewal. Marat HaMachpelah, the cave in which our ancestors are buried, comes from the root kaful, which means double. And the rabbis say that's because Marat HaMachpelah is the outer entrance to the Garden of Eden. That's why Adam and Eve were buried there. That's why Sarah is buried there. But what that means is that the end of life is the beginning, is a portal to somewhere else, that there is no end. There is only renewal. That's true at the end of life, and it's true in life itself. After all, Abraham and Sarah had several ends to their life. Abraham leaves his home and leaves his family and the world he knows. And it seems like an ending, but it's only a beginning. Abraham throws his son out of the house, his son Ishmael, seeing his offspring leave, and it seems like an end, but it is only a beginning. He brings Isaac up to the mountain, and it's clear that it's going to be an ending, but it proves to be a beginning. Everything is about renewal. Don't forget that even though we celebrate Thanksgiving as just a festive meal, for people who left what we now quaintly call the old world, it was an ending. They were leaving everything they knew and everyone they knew, and going, as Abraham did, to a land they had not seen and did not know. But that ending was a beginning. Ariel Sharon is not a young man. He's in his late 70s. And I don't know if people here support his politics or not. That's not for a rabbi to pronounce on the pulpit on Shabbat, though many do. But it is inspiring and wonderful that at the end of his career, he's making a beginning. You may like his new party, you may not like it, but who can fail to be uplifted by the thought that in your late 70s, if you want to start an entirely new movement, you can do it. But you can only do it if you understand the message of Chaye Sarah, which is that there are no endings that aren't beginnings. A child grows up and leaves the house. It's an ending. A painful ending. But every wise parent knows it's just the beginning. Someone we love passes away. And there is no doubt that it is a painful ending. But our tradition teaches, for them as well as for us, it is also a beginning of finding a new way, of creating a world with their memory and in their absence. There is always renewal. There is always beginning. HaMechadesh B'Tuvo Kol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh B'Reishit. We say it each day in our prayers. God who renews the work of creation every day. But how can God renew the work of creation? Because after all, on Shabbat, what do we say? Vayechulu Hashamayim V'Haaretz V'Chol Tzva'am. God finished everything. It was done. Vayechulu. But God finishes the way we're supposed to finish. God finishes by planting the seeds of renewal, of allowing us to start again and start anew. So each Shabbat is an ending and a beginning. God didn't finish the world the way you finish a painting. God finished the world the way you finish educating a student. They graduate, but it's just the beginning. That idea that there are no endings He's something that the Jewish people needs to be reminded of all the time. Simon Rabinovitch, who was a philosopher who used to teach at Brandeis University, wrote an essay many years ago called Israel, the Ever-Dying People. And he talked about how in every generation, Jews are saying, we're the last ones. It's all over. After us, no more Jews. Over 100 years ago, Yud Lamed Gordon was writing poems in Hebrew, and he said, I'm writing these poems in Hebrew, but no one's ever going to read them because nobody will speak Hebrew in the next century. And then all of a sudden, the State of Israel was founded, and everyone could read his poetry. Today, every day, you can find on a website, in a newspaper, in Jewish reports, how the Jewish people are disappearing. And I always think of Simon Rabinovitch. We do renew ourselves. We have for thousands of years. That's why the death of Sarah is Chaye Sarah, because we know there are no endings. We don't believe in endings, happy or otherwise. We believe in beginnings and renewal and transformations. About a year ago at a conference, I met a man whose specialty was people who are ready to retire. And he said, my motto is, there's no such thing as retirement. There is only transformation. Retirement means you stop doing what you're doing and you're isolated and frozen. Transformation means you start doing something new. He said, human beings who retire die. Human beings who transform live. The Jewish people is not the same as it was in the time of Sarah or the time of Moses or the time of Maimonides or the time of the Baal Shem Tov. But we didn't retire. We transformed. And so on this Shabbat, we give thanks, not only for all the blessings that we have, but for the possibility and the promise of blessings that are about to be. The transformations and the renewal of our community and of our lives. The knowledge that even at the moment that it seems that something is about to end, the truth is, something is about to begin. And we are grateful to Sarah Imenu, Sarah our mother, who taught us this lesson in her life and in her death. And when, either in imagination or in reality, we go and visit her burial cave, Ma'arat HaMachpelah, we can understand that it is in concentrated form, the same as every grave, every plot, every memorial, a portal to the Garden of Eden, to the place where God renews everything that has passed through this world, and where it all, in beauty, begins again. Shabbat Shalom.